Justification of euthanasia and extermination programs was provided by some of Germany's most learned men. Hitler's philosophy and his concept of man in general was shaped to a decisive degree by psychiatry. An influential cluster of psychiatrists and their frightening theories and methods collectively formed the missing piece of the puzzle of Hitler, the Third Reich, the atrocities, and their dreadful legacy. "It is the overlooked yet utterly central piece of the puzzle," wrote Dr. Thomas Roeder and his co-authors Volker Kubeles and Anthony Burwell in their 1995 book, Psychiatrists, The Men Behind Hitler. Psychiatry in general can trace its origins to five prominent European scientists in the mid-1800s. Thomas R. Malthus, the British economist who viewed war, disease, and starvation as beneficial survival mechanisms against unchecked population growth. Charles Darwin, the naturalist whose 1859 book, The Origin of Species, convinced whole generations that survival of the fittest is a law of nature. Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche, philosopher and close friend to Hitler's paragon, composer Richard Wagner, who declared God is dead and advocated the superiority of the Übermensch, or Superman, over lesser races, virtues, and values. Joseph Arthur, Comte de Gobineau, a French diplomat who championed the concept of an Aryan aristocracy and its preeminence over others. And Houston Stuart Chamberlain, the British-born philosopher who moved to Germany, married the daughter of Richard Wagner, and also promoted an Aryan world philosophy. Darwin entangled his theory of natural selection with the assumptions of Malthus's population theory. The result was a strange, incongruous marriage of Darwin's observations of the animal world with Malthus's emotional assumptions about the uncontrollable population growth and social solutions to preserve the British aristocracy, noted Roeder, Kubeles, and Burwell. They added that social Darwinism was perhaps the Nazis' most central theoretical foundation. Social Darwinism had a profound and long-lasting effect on the mind of Adolf Hitler, agreed Professor Snyder. He expressed its ideas in simplified form in the pages of Mein Kampf, and he made it the theme of most of his major speeches. From the viewpoint that certain people are more evolved and thus more competent to judge others came the profession of psychiatry. The term itself came from the Greek psyche, or soul, and iatros, or doctor.